So, how you doing? We're week five into our lockdown. Believe it or not, this is our fifth online service. And just the other day, it was announced that the lockdown was going to continue at least for another 3 weeks. So we're obviously in for a bit of a long haul. How are you keeping? How are you keeping your head? One of the heartwarming features of the lockdown at the moment are all the rainbows. They're popping up everywhere. Walk down your street and just start counting. They're in so many front windows, homemade banners on the lawn, chalked out on the pavements. Just before schools were scaled back, our brilliant primary teachers got children painting rainbows so that they too could be involved in spreading hope from their homes. Once again, the Psalms gets it so right. Psalm 8, spot on, out of the mouths of children and infants. Of course, this isn't the first time that rainbows have been used. For years, people have used the rainbow to symbolise peace, a hope, a longing for lasting peace. In the 1980s, when the USA were deploying nuclear cruise missiles, conveniently on UK soil, I might add, and Polaris and then Trident nuclear submarines, peace campaigners like CND, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, and the Christian CND as well, reached out for the rainbow. Their iconic peace symbol emblazoned on a rainbow. And then for the last 40 years, the rainbow has been used to symbolise freedom and equality, especially by our LGBT plus communities. Just try counting the number of rainbows at Gay Pride. There are rainbows everywhere. So why has the rainbow become the go-to symbol? What is it about rainbows that goes beyond their pretty colours? Are we instinctively, subconsciously tapping into, reaching out for something, some higher truth when we reach for the rainbow? Rainbows aren't new. They're as old as the sun and the rain. For sure, they're beautiful, surprising, mesmerising, uplifting. During times of drought, the sight of a rainbow brings hope that rain is coming. On days of torrential rain, seeing a rainbow lifts the spirits. The sun is starting to shine through. Who doesn't love a rainbow? Who isn't strangely moved at the sight of one? But is there more to rainbows than meteorology? You know, more than just weather. Think of rainbows, and you might think of the classic Bible story of Noah and the ark. You can find it in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapters 6 to 9. The story of Noah is all about what happens when a catastrophe spreads across the known world, threatening the very survival of humanity. It was a time of life and death. Everything that had breath of life was at risk. To preserve life, God put Noah and his family into lockdown. They were to go into strict isolation, staying indoors, inside an ark. They were to avoid groups of no more than two. Hence, sing along with me. The animals went in two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The animals went in two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The animals went in two by two, the elephant and the kangaroo, and they all went into the ark to avoid the global catastrophe. Well, you know the idea. Okay, so a few got to stay in groups of even up to seven, but whatever, the gathering was limited. Many people didn't heed the warnings. They ignored. They were cynical. They mocked. Until, of course, it was too late. Everything that had breath of life in its nostrils died, so tells the story. All except, that is, those that followed God's instruction. In all, Noah and his family were shielded for 150 days. That's 5 months. And we're only 3 or 4 weeks into our lockdown. There had been some uncertainty for a while about their lockdown. When would it end? You can read that in the accounts. And various specialist expert birds were dispatched and reported back with their expert reports. No doubt some were pressing Noah for his exit strategy. Stay in the ark, protect the NHS, that's Noah's health service, save lives. Gradually, the threat to life began to subside. Then came the day when they could finally leave their isolation. The lockdown was over. But of course, they came out into a very different world. Everything was the same, and yet everything was just slightly different. And there, waiting for them, was a rainbow. A big, beautiful, unmistakable rainbow. It's not that there hadn't been rainbows before. Of course there had. Remember, they're as old as the sun and rain. But maybe, after 5 months of lockdown, Noah had become more attentive to his surroundings, better able to appreciate beauty, the colours, the aromas, patterns. When I was 17, I spent 6-7 weeks in southern central India, mostly during the dry and dusty season. And on my return, driving back from Heathrow, I was struck how green Britain is. Of course, it always was, it is. But then I saw it. The contrast was so great. And in the same way, Sir Noah saw, truly saw, a rainbow, as if seeing it for the first time, and it blew him away. God used this wow moment to remind Noah of his covenant, the binding promises he had made to bless all people. Normally, covenants are made by two parties. So, for example, when a property is bought and sold, two parties, the buyer and the seller, agree a price, and then they enter into a covenant, a legally binding promise to exchange. But here, in this situation, God issued a one-sided covenant. He wasn't imposing severe terms or conditions on Noah. If you do X, I'll do Y. He was making a unilateral, a one-sided covenant promise. And he says in chapter 9, verse 11, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. God wrote his promise in the sky. The word we translate as rainbow is also used for a military bow, as in, you know, bow and arrows. Hence why we get rainbow. The words are linked. The Hebrew word is keshet, like a plane trailing a huge banner behind it announcing some amazing offer event. You know, you see them on a holiday down by the beach. God says, see this, I promise, never again. God trailed never again across the skies. He said it to Noah, and he's still saying it to us today. Never again. But God doesn't change the God doesn't damage the ozone. Instead of a polluting plane, he uses a pure, radiant rainbow. And every time it appears, every time arbitrarily there's both sun and rain, God will go, I got it. I remember. Never again. And every time we see a rainbow, we can breathe more easily. Our tight shoulders can relax a little. We can smile. I get it. I remember. Never again. God said to Noah, be fruitful, increase in number, enjoy the abundance. It's a reminder that God mourns for those who didn't listen and are no more. The rainbow says, God has not given up on people. He wants a relationship with people more than ever. It's great he's got Noah and his family, but God wants relationship with loads more. God wants relationship with you. A new relationship, not the old one based on distant fear or slightly odd formality. Not dead religion or ritual. No, he wants friendship. Imagine that. The source of all life, the source of all love, wants friendship with you. In the same way it says with Adam, friendship. Enoch walked with God. Imagine that you, on your hour exercise, walking with God, just the two of you together. So when you see rainbows in windows and chalked on pavements, don't be surprised if you find yourself smiling or breathing a bit easier. You're tapping into God's unilateral promise, never again. If you're a Christian, a follower of Christ Jesus and his way, truth and life, Then the sight of a rainbow reminds you that God keeps his promises. All human existence has not been wiped out. Humanity is still here. Like Noah, you are called to live and serve as the new creation, to live fruitfully, healthily, as God intended, so that you can bless the whole of creation, everyone, everywhere, without exception. Maybe as a throwaway thought as well, a going deeper moment would be to realise that that covenant promise is made not just to humanity, not just to people, but to all of creation. God is in a covenant relationship with the whole of creation, not just human beings. What does that mean for the way that we care for the environment? What does that mean for how we relate to the creation? Maybe you don't identify as a Christian, at least not as a follower of Christ Jesus. And yet the sight of rainbows strangely moves you. I'd say your spirit, the real essence of you, what makes you, you, is tapping into, reaching out for God's spirit. There's something within you that is instinctively reaching out for God, the true essence of God, pure God, not the lifeless, dead, even sometimes abusive religion that you may have experienced in the past. If that's you, go with it. Chase the rainbow. Hope for a rainbow. It leads you to God. Those who seek will find. Those who knock, the door will be opened. Those who ask, receive. That's what Jesus said. So have confidence in your search. Maybe you think you've had your chance ages ago, but you blew it. Or somehow it just didn't work for you. Noah got a second chance at life and faith, just as God used an ark to give Noah a new shot at life. So God sent Jesus to give you and I a second shot at life, to discover life as God always intended. You can have a fresh start today. We need that rainbow promise now, perhaps more than ever. We need that promise now, just as others before us who lived through threats of nuclear war or discrimination and prejudice similarly needed that assurance, that hope. Today, may the sight of rainbows point you to Creator God, the source of all life and beauty. May the peace of God rule in your hearts. May you know that God keeps his promises, even to you. May you enjoy friendship with God. May you chase the rainbow and find hope. Bless you. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you keep your promises. You are faithful. You do not forget. Thank you that you journey with us. Thank you for the gift of rainbows. Thank you that they point us to you and your creation, but also remind us of your faithfulness to us. Lord, every time we see a rainbow, whether that be painted in the sky, painted in the windows, or chalked on the pavements, Lord, may it move us. Our spirit connecting with your Holy Spirit, reminding us that we are yours. Thank you, Lord, that through our spirit, your Holy Spirit draws us to yourself. Through your spirit, our spirit is able to cry out, Abba, Father, bring us into relationship with you, that we might know you, that we might have friendship with you. In Jesus' name, Amen.